The Golden Apples of the Sun, stories by Ray Bradbury. In this third programme of the series, we present two more stories from the pen of one of America's finest storytellers, Ray Bradbury. The dramatisations are by Lawrence Gilbert, and we begin with the story called A Sound of Thunder.
Safari Incorporated. Safaris to any year in the past. You name the animal, we take you there, and you shoot it.
There you are. $25,000. That's right, isn't it?
Thank you, Mr. Eccles. Yes, that takes care of everything. Now, if you'd sign this release, absolving the company from any responsibility for your person.
Does this safari guarantee I come back alive?
Time Safari Incorporated guarantees nothing, Mr. Eccles, except the dinosaurs. In a few moments, you'll meet Mr. Travis, your safari guide into the past. He'll tell you what and where to shoot. If he says no shooting, no shooting. If you disobey instructions, there's a stiff penalty of a further $25,000, plus possible government prosecution on your return to the present day. Now, would you like to come with me to the machine?
The machine? Oh, yes.
Come this way.
The time machine? Time machine, by God. Look at the, engine, I suppose you'd call it. It's sort of pulsating in different colors, orange, silver, but now blue. That's a bit warm in here, isn't it?
It's like a bonfire, Mr. Eccles. A fire that burns up time, the hours, the calendars. A touch of the hand on the button, and this burning instantly reverses itself.
Like it says in your advertisement. Roses sweeten in the air, white hair turns black, wrinkles vanish, everything flies back to seed. Suns rise in the western skies and set in the east. Hey, I like that one. You know something?
Yes, Mr. Eccles.
Makes you think, doesn't it? I mean, well, yesterday, for example, we had a national election. Now, if it had gone badly, I might be here trying to run away from the result. Thank God Keith won. I think he could be the greatest president the United States will ever have had.
Well, I can say now I'm inclined to agree with you.
Oh, you better believe it. If Deutscher had got in, we'd be heading for a dictatorship.
People called us up, you know, during the election. Said if Deutscher became president, they wanted to go and live in 1492. Only half joking, I think. But of course, it's not our business to conduct escapes, but to form safaris. Now that big game hunting's forbidden in the present, we obviously fill a role. Anyway, Keith's president now, so the only thing you have to worry about is
shooting my dinosaur.
Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Thunder lizard, damnedest monster that ever existed.
You realize what signing the release form means, don't you? Anything happens to you, we're not responsible.
Oh, what are you trying to do, frighten me?
Well, frankly, yes, Mr. Eccles. We don't want anyone going who'll panic at the first shot. 6 safari leaders were killed last year, and a dozen hunters. We're here to give you the biggest thrill of a lifetime, taking you back 65 million years to bag the biggest game of all. But I have to repeat to you that the risks are great. There's still time to tear up your check. Well?
No, by God, I'm going. Where's my gun? Where's this Travis fellow?
Mr. Travis and the weaponry are inside. I'm opening the door now. Would you like to go into the machine?
Right. My name's Travis. I'm your safari leader. This is my assistant, Mr. L'Esperance. And our hunting gentlemen today are Mr. Billings, Mr. Kramer, and Mr. Eccles.
Hello. Hi there.
Okay, buckle yourselves in and read the instructions in your kit as we go.
Can these guns hit a dinosaur cold?
Well, some dinosaurs have 2 brains, one in the head, another far down the spinal column. We stay away from those. That's stretching luck. With the others, put your first 2 shots into the eyes, if you can, to blind them before going for the brain. Here we go, then. Oxygen masks, everyone.
AD 2055. AD 2019. AD 1999.
This is it, gentlemen. Christ isn't born yet. Moses hasn't gone to the mountain to talk with God. This is the jungle of 64,002,055 years before President Keith. And there before you is the path. It's laid by Time Safaris for your use. It floats 6 inches above the earth, being made of anti-gravity alloy. Its purpose is to keep you from touching this world of the past in any way. I'm repeating deliberately what you read in your kits. Don't touch so much as one leaf of fern or tree. Stay on the path. Don't go off it. I repeat, don't go off it.
Well, what's the reason for all this? We're shooting dinosaurs, aren't we?
That's because they became completely extinct, died out. But we don't want to change the future in any way. This time travel is a finicky business. Not knowing it, we might kill an important animal, a primitive rodent, a small insect, a plant even.
I don't see what difference that can make.
All right. Say we kill one particular mouse here. That means all the future families of this one particular mouse are destroyed, right?
Right.
And all the families of the families of that mouse. You annihilate first one, then a dozen, then a thousand, a million, a billion possible mice.
So? They're dead. So what?
So what? So what about the foxes that will need those mice to survive, huh? For want of 10 mice, a fox dies. For want of 10 foxes, a lion starves. For want of 1 lion, all manner of insects, vultures, infinite billions of life forms are thrown into chaos and destruction. 59 million years later than this, a caveman goes hunting for saber-toothed tiger. But you, friend, have stepped on all the tigers. Because you stepped on one small mouse in the first place. And so that caveman starves. And what is he? The entire future nation, or race. One stomp of your foot here, and you've destroyed an entire future civilization. Now, we don't know that our theory is totally correct. We don't know whether little disturbances here will right themselves in the course of things later on. We don't know if the changes are more subtle and psychological down through the ages than purely physical. But until we do, we're going to make damn sure we're as careful as we can be.
How do we know which animals to shoot?
Les Brantz has already been here with the time machine to prepare the site.
I track certain animals through their entire existence. When I find one that's going to die when a rotten tree falls on them, or one that drowns in a tar pit, I note the exact hour, minute, and second. Then I shoot a paint bomb, which leaves a red patch on his hide. Then I correlate our arrival in the past so that we meet the monster not more than 2 minutes before he would have died anyway. Now that way, we kill only animals with no futures.
All right, let's get off down the path then. Mr. Eccles, Don't aim that thing, not even in fun. If it goes off...
Where's our Tyrannosaurus?
Up ahead. We'll bisect his trail in 60 seconds. Now for God's sake, remember to look for the red paint. Don't shoot till we give the word, and stay on the path.
Let's move.
Oh, strange. Up ahead, 60-odd million years. Election day's over. Keith made president. Everyone celebrating. And here we are, and they don't exist. The things we've worried about for months, a lifetime, not even born or thought about yet.
Quiet. Safety catches off. You, first shot, Heckles. Second, Billings. Third, Kramer. Ahead. In the mist. There he is. There's his royal majesty now.
My God, he must be 30 feet high.
Shh. He hasn't seen us yet.
Oh, it can't be killed. We were fools to come with these catgods.
Shh.
This is impossible.
Shut up.
It's a nightmare.
Turn around. Walk quietly back to the machine. We'll remit one half of your fee.
I didn't realize it would be this big. I miscalculated, that's all. And now I want out.
It's seen us. There's the red paint on its chest. Get me out of here! Don't run. Turn around. Hide in the machine.
Yes, okay.
Get him! Get him!
There. Right on time. That tree was scheduled to fall and kill this animal. That body has to stay where it would have died originally. Everything kept as it was. But we can't take a picture of it.
I'm sorry I let you guys down back there.
Get up. Go out on that path alone. You're not coming back on the machine. We're leaving you here.
Wait!
Stay out of this, Lesperance. This son of a bitch nearly killed us. But it isn't that so much. It's his shoes. Look at his shoes.
Hmm?
He ran off the path. My God, that ruins us. God knows what he's done to time, to history.
Now, take it easy. All he did was kick up some dirt.
How do we know? How do we know anything? It's all a damned mystery. Get out there, Eccles.
I'll pay anything. $500,000.
Huh? All right. I'll tell you what. You go out there. Stick your arms up to your elbows down the monster's throat. Then you can come back with us.
That's unreasonable.
You yellow bastard, the monster's dead, isn't he? But the bullets can't be left behind. They don't belong in the past. They might change something. Now here's my knife. Dig them out. Move.
Well, you didn't have to make him do that. It's not in the rules.
We'll wait for him to come back. Then you can switch on to go home. It's against my better judgment. But I'm holding him to the $500,000.
Don't look at me. I haven't done anything.
Who can tell?
Just ran off the path, that's all. A little mud on my shoes.
I'm warning you, Eccles. I might kill you yet.
AD 1991. AD 2019. AD 2055.
Get out. You go ahead of me, Eccles. Everything all right here?
Fine. Welcome home.
Okay, Eccles. Forget about our little deal, huh? Just get out of here and never come back. You heard me? What are you staring at?
Nothing. It's all the same as before, and yet... Well, I don't know. Something different.
Time Safari Incorporated. Safaris to any year in the past. You name the animal, we take you there, and you shoot it.
No, it can't be. Not a little thing like a piece of dirt. This piece of mud on my shoe, it... Wait a minute, what's this, buried in the mud? It's a butterfly. Well, not a little thing like that. Not a butterfly. Who won the presidential election yesterday?
You joking? You know damn well. Deutscher, of course. Who else? Not that weakling, Keith. We got an Iron Man now. A man who'll sort out all the traitors of our country, by God.
No. Can't we take it back? Can't we make it alive again? Can't we start over? Can't we?